And now a look at a story with important international implications, which you may have missed.
I wish to express our concern for the tragic loss of life in Nigeria. We continue to urge all parties to exercise restraint and seek constructive means for addressing the cycle of violence in Plateau State.
That's Secretary of State Hillary Clinton referring to both the U.S. government and the Human Rights Watch calling for an inquiry into an upsurge of killing in the Nigerian city of Jos over the weekend. The clashes, which left hundreds of people dead, were between Christian and Muslim villagers. Joining me from the Nigerian capital is Ahmed Idris. He's the editor of the BBC's Abuja Bureau in Nigeria. Good morning, Ahmed.
Hi, good morning. It's afternoon here.
Of course. Give us the context of this unrest and how it is related or unrelated to the kind of instability we hear a lot about from Nigeria.
Well, the current crisis in Jos is it's being regarded as a retaliation by some people who thought or think that they have been attacked in the last disturbance in January. You remember the last time there was violence in Jos was in January, on January 17th to be precise, and then hundreds of people were killed. And now what is going round, or what is making round in Nigeria now, is that this is a retaliatory attack in Jos Plateau State. And this is not the first time. Over the last 10 years, there have been such attacks, I think, three or four times. This is the fourth one.
Has the Nigerian government been keeping the lid on this particular area so it's difficult to actually figure out what's going on, and how effective have they been in quelling this violence?
Well, the immediate step the Nigerian government takes immediately when situations like this happen is to send in the military, because the police have proved to be ineffective so far in quelling religious and ethnic disturbances in Nigeria. And this time around, the military has been sent to parts of Plateau State affected by the current violence. And what the government follows up with is usually setting up an investigative panel. We've been hearing about these panels for more than 20 years now, and nobody has acted on any of the reports put forth by such committees. Even the current disturbance, even the last disturbance, they were investigating the causes of those disturbances, and nobody has come up with an idea on how to tackle this problem at all.
Ahmed Idris, editor of the BBC's Abuja Bureau in Nigeria. Finally, how has this possibly provoked something of a presidential crisis in Nigeria?
Well, come again, I didn't get the last
one. Well, you've got a dispute between the acting president in Nigeria and the president in Nigeria over this particular issue. It seems the timing of these disturbances has been particularly unfavorable.
Absolutely. Yesterday, the acting president sacked the national security advisor, who was appointed by the president, the ailing president, that's Musa Yar'Adua. And nobody knows if Yar'Adua happens to return to power, how he's going to take this. Maybe he can effect some changes. And the current national security advisor actually did stand for the election in 2007 along with Yar'Adua. And I don't think Yar'Adua, it will sit down well with Yar'Adua if he happens to return to power.
And of course, anything that bears on the stability or instability of Nigeria has a relationship to the oil markets all around the world. Ahmed Idris, editor of the BBC Bureau in Abuja, Nigeria, where he joined us from. Thanks so much, Ahmed.